Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Welcome back. You are just in time for the new song from Crystal Rucker. This is called Excuse Me. I can't wait to hear the story behind this song. Turn your radios up because this is Real Gospel.
You don't know what's behind my dance. Why shout so loud? Why lift my hands?
You don't know
why I feel like running. How God took nothing, turned it into something.
You don't know
just how far I've come. When I look around, I'm not the only one.
You don't know.
Know my testimony. You can't tell by looking, but I have a story. Wish I had the time to tell you, but you would not believe all of the things done for me. And when I think about it, something takes over me. I get so excited, though I know it'll say,
excuse me.
Gonna need a little space, got to give God praise, all over this place.
Excuse me.
Hey, I gotta clap my hands, gotta leap up.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. Excuse me. And that song by Crystal Rucker. Crystal has given us a graceful way of telling people about themselves without losing our, I don't want to use the word religion because Kirk Franklin might get mad at me, but I'll tell you what, just losing our itness in God. Did I surmise that pretty correctly there, Crystal?
Yeah, you did a good job. I like that.
Hey, welcome back to Real Gospel. I believe I spoke with you a few years back. It's been a few years. And before we talk about the song, Excuse Me, where have you been? What you been doing lately?
Listen, I've just been out there doing what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? We've been on the road constantly, consistently, and God's been really blessing me because my project is old now, and we've still been traveling off of You Deserve. But recently, we recorded last year in November and released in, I think it was May, Excuse Me, and that's a song Anthony Brown wrote and Ace of Ward produced, and it's really, really, really great. I'm really excited.
That's right.
I'm excited about it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Anthony Brown, Group Therapy. They're on Ty Scott Records.
Right.
What's your affiliation with Ty Scott?
I just know them. I've been knowing them for years. I've seen them in passing and on several occasions.
Yeah.
And but they're very nice people.
Okay.
It's one of the older,
record
labels. Yeah. One of the older ones. And, yeah,
okay.
So Anthony's done well.
Yeah, huh. yeah. Yes,
he's done well.
Right. That's an understatement, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right.
But so has Crystal Rucker. Crystal Rucker's been doing pretty well. So, for those people who are listening right now and they're not familiar with you and your story and your history, walk us through that timeline. How did Crystal Rucker first fall in love with Jesus? What happened? When did it happen? And then bring us to the present.
You know, I could say so much, but I guess for those of you that have fallen down and those of you that have been in the church for a long time and you messed up and you did wrong, I guess that was my real encounter. I had several encounters with God in my teenage years because I've been in church all of my life. My father was a pastor and a bishop in the Church of God in Christ. So I know, who God is. I knew who he was, but I really didn't have a really, really encounter until I was about 21 years old. And I got pregnant. And pretty much that's my story. I got pregnant and it felt really bad. I was criticized and judged, and a lot of things went on in my life at that particular moment, because for one, I was a PK. I was a pastor's kid, and it was hard to live, up to people's expectations. But I messed up, but that was my encounter with the real love of Jesus Christ when he let me know how much he loved me. And yes, I had messed up, but he forgave me. And I just want people to know that God is still a forgiving God. It doesn't matter what you've done, he still will forgive you. And I think that's a message that we need to send out often, more often than we do, instead of beating people over the head for what they've done. Let them know the love of Christ and that he will forgive you. And he'll love you all through your mess, through your situation. So that was really my first real encounter with God. And so I've had several more since then. I had a stroke about 8 years ago. I had two strokes, and God blessed me to survive those. I was paralyzed on my left side and on the right side of my brain. And God blessed me to survive those, to let people know that he's a healer. So, I mean, there are things, my experiences are forgiveness, healing, he's a very present God, and he's a very present help in the time of trouble. He'll be with you through everything that you go through if you allow him to. And my true testimony is to let him in. Let him be there. Let him be your guide. And so up until this day, I'm saved now. I'm saved, and I know I have a real relationship with God at this point. So I know a lot of things about Him where I don't have to go on anybody else's testimony. I know who God is, and He'll be whatever you need Him to be.
Amen. Amen to that. That's a powerful testimony. And, you know, I can just, as you were speaking, you know, the Lord was just speaking to my heart and just showed me a vision of just you ministering before crowds of people and just being able to speak into their lives. And I see people weeping. I see people bowing down before the throne of God, or, you know, you are the representation of the throne of God, but they'll be bowing down and just crying unto the Lord because they will have been set free because of the gift that is within you. And so I just want I'm telling you what God showed me. So to God be the glory.
I appreciate that. I receive it.
Amen. So to you listeners who just heard that powerful testimony by Crystal Rucker, this is why you support this artist, because her music comes from a place where God has used her to minister to you in your particular situation. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. So, now, this song, Excuse Me, what's the story behind the song? I like the words, because I heard Dr. Bobby Jones talking about it, and he can make fun because he was talking about you. And so from time to time, he'll use this studio to do his gospel program, and I'm oftentimes, when he's here, able to watch him. And so he was talking about you in the song, but in a funny way, because, you know, Doc, he can find humor in whatever.
Absolutely.
So what's the story about this song?
Well, the story behind it is, actually, let me just be very real. When I heard the song, I absolutely loved it, but I didn't want to do it. It wasn't what, you know, I would choose for myself, because I'm kind of, you know, the ballad girl, the church girl, that type of thing. And that's where everybody knows me. But Anthony was like, you can really do this song. You can really do it. And as I listened to it, and as I just let it minister to me, because it's actually we really go to church at the end. It's fun. It's a fun song. It's up tempo, and I'm not accustomed to that, so I was kind of shying away from it. But he really talked me into doing it. But as I listened to the words meant a lot to me, because the thing is, God has been so good to us that sometimes when we get to church, we'll kind of keep our praise a little closed because we don't want people to think that we're crazy. But that's the church. That's the place where you can really act a complete fool and nobody won't think you crazy, because when you think about how good God has been, you may need a little room. People on your pew may need to scoot down a little bit because you I'm serious. When you start thinking about how often God has blessed you and how He snatched you out of stuff that you got your own stuff into, you may need some space to give God the most, the accurate praise, the one that you want to. Stephen Hurd used to say, it's an undignified praise.
There it
is. So, you know, you can't be dignified with this one. So that's kind of the story behind it. They talked me into doing it, and it came to life, and I'm so glad about it, because it's been a great follow-up to You Deserve. So I'm enjoying it.
And so does this song give Crystal Rucker an opportunity to give an undignified praise when she's singing someplace, when she's ministering?
Absolutely. You get absolutely. Sometimes we keep just going back into it, because at the end we're saying hallelujah. We're giving God the ultimate praise at the end, and it's just great. I love it. I really do.
Okay. So you're working on the project, and so can you give us some tidbits, some hints as to what we can expect from the forthcoming project?
Listen, this CD, I'm so proud of it. Because there are songs on there that I can sing everywhere I go. And that's what we mainly try to do, like with every project, because I sing on Sunday mornings a lot. I sing at conferences a lot. And I'm always before the speaker. So you always have to have songs where you can do there. You have to have songs, concert music. And we're giving you everything that a CD to me should have. It's a total package. And I'm really, really excited. We went back and picked up an old song from Thomas Whitfield. And it's amazing. I was listening to it last night. And it's just amazing. I'm actually doing a duet with DeWard Davis. He was on Sunday's Best. I think his season was, it may have been three. It was the same year LeAndria won. His name is DeWard Davis.
Yeah,
you can look him
yeah.
up. He's amazing. He's amazing. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm so excited. It's going to be great, if I have to say so myself. And I'm not patting myself on the back at all. But I have the right people in the right place and the right song.
Hey, there it is. And it's going to be called Graced for This. I'm looking
Graced
forward to hearing
for
it. And I'm looking forward to continuing to support you and your music ministry as you continue to go forth and to be used by, like, as a vessel by the Lord. And so I just want to say thank you for all that you have endured, and thank you
wow.
for your testimony. And just,
wow.
you know, I appreciate you. If people don't tell, I want you to know that I personally appreciate all that you do for the body of Christ, because it's tough to get genuine testimonies, because oftentimes people don't want anybody to know what they're going through or what they've gone through. But anybody that
yeah.
can stand on the, and that's why God is using you. I you know, I'm not saying to be cliche-ish, but because you are willing to let
wow.
people know and give him the glory. I know we say that all the time, but oftentimes, you know, we're hesitant into giving God the glory, but you have no problem
wow.
giving God the glory. And so God sees your heart. And so there
well,
it is.
Well, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me. I really do. Thank you so much for allowing me.
You're welcome.
Space.
You're welcome.
An opportunity.
You're welcome.
It means a lot.
God bless you. Now, where can the listeners find out more about you and your music? How can they get a hold of you?
Well, I'm on all social media outlets, but my name is spelled Crystal, C-H-R-Y-S-T-A-L. R-U-C-K-E-R. And it's just that, Crystal Rucker, on all social, on Twitter, Instagram, all social media, Facebook, everything.
Mm.
I'm on all social media outlets. So you can reach me on any of those.
Okay. Now, you're not related to Darius Rucker, the country music singer.
No.
Okay.
People ask me that. I'm not. Well, at least I don't think I am.
Okay. Yeah, that's a hey. Sounds like a collaboration. I'm pretty sure he grew up in somebody's
right,
church.
Right.
Yeah. Go for
right,
it.
Yeah.
Come to the CMAs. Right. Go to the CMAs, the Country Music Award, and we'll get together.
Absolutely. Yeah. Listen, I'm not opposed to it.
Yeah.
I am not opposed to it.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of Have you ever heard country gospel before?
Yeah.
It's a little different,
but
yeah.
Just the thing is, yeah. Yeah,
the storytelling is
there. I like it.
Yeah.
The thing is, I like all genres of music,
there
so
it is.
I'm not opposed to it.
Okay. Ooh, and you grew up
wherever he sends me.
Ooh, and you grew up Kojic too. You now you know better now. You get me. I'm joking.
We're a little bit more liberal now.
Yeah. Thank God. I know. Thank God for that.
Yeah.
Yes,
we're
indeed.
A little bit more liberal now.
Yes, thank God. Listen, my guest has been the one and only Crystal Rucker. Please support this young woman of God. She has a message. She has a story. She has a testimony. And as you heard us say in this interview, if you bring her to your music ministry or to your ministry, period, that the people of God are going to be blessed. Souls are going to be delivered. Chains are going to be broken and yokes are going to definitely be destroyed. Crystal Rucker, thank you for joining us on Real Gospel.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you so much.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.